Your team lost.
Don't mention it. It's brutal.
Where were you anyway?
Just hanging out for the weekend.
Hanging out for the weekend?
Yeah.
Were you around town or?
No, we went out of town, kind of far off, near Winnipeg area.
Winnipeg?
Yeah.
Probably went to see your in-laws. I understand your in-laws live out in that area.
Well, kind of a part of it, yeah.
Part of it?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You seem to be a little evasive here. What's going on? You really don't want to admit, you were probably being ribbed by your father-in-law for the whites, green and whites having lost.
Yeah, that's probably true.
There's probably,
yeah, okay,
and again,
me.
Of course, the fact that Winnipeg Blue Bombers beat them.
Mm-hmm. No, they didn't.
Which maybe, game were you watching?
Maybe like a year ago. No, I was, it was just a weekend with some friends, and we went off for a weekend and to a place you probably haven't heard of, Winkler. And it was good. We just hung out and had a good time.
A place called Winky Dink Winkler.
Winkler, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good food.
Isn't that, what kind? Like, I hear that's sort of Mennonite country.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. Did you have some of that, what do they call that, Mennonite sausage that actually caused you to have weird dreams?
Yeah, it's true. The dreams were crazy. But no, it was a good weekend. We were gone from basically Friday to Sunday and came back.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. What was happening?
Seeing in-laws, and then we have this like weekend thing with my friends where we kind of went off and, you know, we hung out. I was at this church and
church. You go to church?
Yeah, that weekend. Yeah, I did.
That weekend.
Yeah, I did.
What do you do on other weekends? Come on, admit now. You're not only
okay.
Saskatchewan fan. You also go to church every Sunday.
Yes, I do.
Saskatchewan needs all the prayer they can get.
Yes, they do. You pray.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Winnipeg doesn't need prayer.
No, they don't. They need help. No,
I haven't lost my audience, I hope.
You probably wouldn't understand. It's this. It's called Bible quizzing. I've been doing it now for a couple of years. I got some really good friends there.
You mean you go to church and you read the Bible?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
You're weird.
Yes, I am.
Well, tell me a little more. It sounds rather intriguing.
Well, if you listen to me, I'll tell you a little bit about it.
Well, I might stop you.
Okay. Well, it's with this church that I'm back at home that we go to actually every Sunday. And so,
is that a Baptist church?
Kind of like that.
Kind of like that?
That's kind of what you know.
They're really weird. They dress funny.
Some are, for
apparently,
sure.
Yeah.
Baptists don't dance, but as long as you don't move your feet, you're not dancing.
Man, you're cool. You've probably been out a while.
Well, probably. Yeah. I learned that from my in-laws. So
those Mennonites are pretty funny.
Yeah, they're crazy. So, good food. But we went and we read the Bible. We actually memorize it as a part of this quizzing thing. And it's kind of like a game and we...
Okay, come on. Memorizing
it's
the
true.
Bible.
Yeah.
Give me a verse that you've memorized. I want to hear one.
It's hard to put you on the spot like this. I have memorized some. You might know this one, John 3:16.
John who?
There's lots of books in the Bible, and so there's a book called John. And
John who?
He is one of the disciples of Jesus.
Okay.
And
okay.
So if you've heard, of Jesus before,
I heard. He
so
had
John was
okay.
one of his disciples, and he was inspired to write this book about Jesus' life.
Cool.
So it's a book about Jesus' life, and in John. To find stuff easier, they put chapters and they put verses. And in John 3:16, one of the verses we've memorized is, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him..." I'll get it.
Let's just start with that first part. You said something about God loving the world. I got a lot of questions about that.
If you want to talk about it, I can talk to you about it.
Are you really open to that?
I am.
I actually got a few questions that really, I didn't know you went to church. That's sort of neat. I'm sort of intrigued by this fact that you really memorize the Bible?
I do. And some, to be honest, because we're friends, to be honest, sometimes it's hard because people just, you know, they find out you go to church and they just make fun of you right away. And so maybe
I wouldn't want anybody to know I go to church, I'm telling you. You're actually brave.
You got it out of me. But... that's what I do, and my family's been going to church, too, and so I grew up in it, and I really do love it. But I'm learning lots, and I don't have all the answers, but what I'm memorizing in this Bible quizzing thing, I'm learning a lot about God.
And how many kids go to this thing anyway?
Believe
you said
it or
you were
not,
with a youth group or something.
Yeah, we're with the youth group. Believe it or not, there's like hundreds of kids who are doing this.
Hundreds?
Hundreds. In our little area alone in Saskatchewan and Manitoba.
This isn't some cultic activity, is it?
No. No, okay. It's not. Okay. Baptist. Remember Baptist.
Well, I know, but that's what I was concerned about. So.
No, there's about 400 youth, actually, in Saskatchewan and Manitoba. So, and Dryden, Ontario. Don't forget Dryden.
Yeah, I've
heard
Dryden.
Of them.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a wicked hockey team, so.
Do they?
Bushwhackers.
So, there's a lot of kids who are in it, and to be honest, I have a really great friends there, too, so I really enjoy the weekend.
So, this youth group, they're actually, a lot of these kids actually memorize verses from the Bible or something.
Some are there for the girls.
Well, of course. Hey.
To be honest.
Hey, can I come next time?
Whatever will bring you, you know, we'll go for it. They're nice. I plan on marrying one if I'm a youth right now.
Yeah.
Depends what person I'm acting as. But this whole weekend thing is great, and you get lots of good friends, and so would you want to come?
You know, I'd like to maybe check out this youth group, but I'd like to have coffee with you sometime, and I want to razz you a little more about Saskatchewan anyway, so.
Well, I'll see you probably for sure another day. But
okay.
Lots of questions, I know, but it's something that I enjoy. It's good.
Hey, I'll buy you Tim's next time. See you later.
Okay. Ciao.
Ciao. Oh, we could have fun, can't we? Who'd have thought that we would actually be memorizing the Bible and telling other people about the Lord Jesus? When I was your age, first of all, I wasn't raised in a Christian home. And so that may be the case for some of you. And when the gospel was shared with me, I had a hard time believing it. Took a lot to persuade me, and I remember looking out at the stars and trying to talk with God and trying to figure out if he really existed. I think I understood that he existed, but this aspect of being personal and real was somewhat foreign to me. And then I really didn't know I needed to, if I could use the cliche that all of you like to use, is be saved. I didn't understand what that meant, and one time I went to this youth group. It wasn't Shay's youth group. I went to this youth group to look at the girls. You know, we don't all go to quiz meets with the right motives, do we? Or quiz, or youth, or church, and so on. Who is Matthew, anyway? I hear you guys have been memorizing the book of Matthew. Who is this guy? Anybody know? He's a what? Boo, tax collectors. Who is his dad? Jesus. No, come on now. Who is his dad? Somebody go find that. I want you to find it right now. That's a question we've got to ask. Why did Matthew write his gospel anyway? You've been memorizing this. Why did he write this? You know, it's pretty hard to talk to your friends about what you did this weekend if you don't even know why you studied the book that you studied. Someone has said that Matthew is the gospel written by a Jew to Jews about a Jew. How do you like that? Think you can hang on to that one? Matthew is the gospel written by a Jew to Jews about a Jew. Who was his audience anyway? Who's Matthew's audience? The Jews. Hey, you guys are paying attention. That's good. The nation of Israel specifically, right? What was the message? Who's Matthew's dad? A Jew. Yeah, okay.
We haven't gotten to that chapter yet.
Hey, it's in a different book. Mark chapter 2, verse 14. Go have a look. Somebody can find that. So the audience was the nation of Israel. What was the message that was being proclaimed? Jesus is the Messiah. That's right. Come on, guys. Exactly. Is that a coach speaking up here? Yeah. He looks like a little too old to be youthy. He's got a beard and so on. And I know it's November, but most of us have the cats lick off our mustaches, right, guys? Oh, no, I got some facial hair, look. So the king has come, and the king is coming again. The king, of course, is Jesus. You're going to go home, and you have a book that you've been memorizing, but do you actually know the book? Do you know the message? And do you know your audience? Who's your audience? The quizmaster. Oh, yeah. No, the quizmaster isn't your audience. Your family's your audience. Your friends is your audience. Who else? Your co-workers and your enemies. Love your enemies. That's pretty tough, isn't it? Why would Jesus tell us to love our enemies? And pray for those who persecute you, and many of you do that to each other. Do you think there's enough information in the Gospel of Matthew to convince a Jew that Jesus is the Christ? You know, I get an opportunity from time to time to go a few different places, and several times I've actually had opportunities to speak to Jewish people. And I often will ask them if they've understood the Old Testament. And then the Gospel of Matthew is really a good place to go and help Jews to understand what Jesus was saying. Is a gospel message a simple message? Somebody tell me, somebody stand up here and tell me, what is the gospel? Anybody? You're all quizzers? Come on, you should have this. Let's go. Quick, no coaches. No, that's not it. Because it sounds like you're in pain. Yeah, what is the good news? Okay, keep going. Somebody? Good news, tell me. Yeah. Something about Jesus? Okay, we're getting there. The Word of God. Okay, we'll give you another chance. Just don't give me stomach pains. And now you're getting a lot warmer. Hey, bud. Yeah. Yeah, you with the hand up. Something about heaven, okay? Okay, buddy, right here. Yeah. Salvation. What is salvation? That sounds like a code word. What's salvation? Go ahead. You got your hand up back there. You're on the spot now. Come on. Okay. Somebody else? Okay, go ahead with the lights. He died on the cross for you? For us. What do you have to do that for? You mean you're a sinner? How many of you are sinners? Put your hands up. Boy, you are wicked people. Mm-hmm. Okay, I saw you eating too, so I know. Okay, so the Lord Jesus came to the earth, died on the cross. We call that salvation. We call that good news. Was that good news for Jesus, or was that good news for us? Well, how is it that when Jesus died on the cross, that could be good news for you? My aunt died this week. I didn't think that was good news. Are you a Greenpeacer? You said something about the earth. Oh, the people. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Jesus came, okay, let me get this straight, okay? We've got a group of roughly 200 kids here and coaches, and so far we've had to take a whole scan across this whole audience, different age groups, different regional representation, and we've come up with, so far, good news, Jesus died for sins, and I'm missing something. How is it that it's good for us again? He died for us. Why would he have to die for me? Okay, I'm a sinner. He died for me. So what's the result? He died for the whole world, right? Okay, go ahead. Well, how do I get to spend eternity with God? Listen, I heard a guy just tell me this a while back. What was his name? Shay somebody. Hey, I don't know the nicknames you got for this guy. So, okay, now let's go at this again, okay? So he died on the cross for my sins, and I get to go to heaven. How do I get to go to heaven? How does that work? By spreading the word of God, I get to go to heaven. Believing in him. That's a novel idea. Have you got a chapter, verse, reference or something? You don't. Well, I know that we said John 3:16, for whoever works real hard and helps little old ladies cross the street. Go ahead. Have eternal life. Eternal life by simply believing that Jesus is. What does believing mean anyway? What does believing mean? Having faith. What is faith? Believing. Let's not do that. Okay, let's explain this a little more. Go ahead. Okay, so. Okay, so far you've given me a verse out of Hebrews 11, but really, can you explain what believing is? I'm not sure that's. Are you suggesting that what Christ did is not proven?
Did I say unproven?
You did. I don't know. Did you want to repent in dust and ashes?
Yes.
Okay, down for 10. Okay. Okay, listen, let's go at this a little slower now. Okay, we've got this idea that we've come here to study, and we've done some quizzing. We've learned something about the Gospel of Matthew. We've got this good news to share with our friends that Jesus is the Messiah. He died on the cross because I'm a sinner. And by, what did you say, believing in him, being persuaded? Did you use that word? No? Anybody use the word being persuaded yet? Is that a good word? Believing is being persuaded? How many of you believe that planes fly? Oh, there's a questionable audience out here. Now, obviously, when you looked out in the sky and you saw a plane flying, there was evidence that was given that you could see, and you were persuaded by the evidence. Is that not true? You realize that the Bible is the evidence that God has preserved so that you can persuade people that Jesus is the Messiah. So you're doing a great job in memorizing it. Turn with me to Matthew's Gospel in the 13th chapter. Now you're going to go home and you're going to be faced with all kinds of different people. You've got family, you've got friends, you've got, yes, enemies. You've got people who ridicule you. You've got people who are going through some pretty tough stuff. In fact, maybe some of you are going back to homes with tough stuff. Like I said, I wasn't raised in a Christian home. I saw all kinds of things I didn't really need to see. Didn't want to see. And all of us live in a sinful world. And so when I was asked if I believed or if I was saved, I said, what does that mean? And so I had to have people, like you say, just like you, different people. I asked these questions, and finally it became clear. It took time. And then I finally understood. I was persuaded. I believed. I didn't have to close my eyes. I didn't have to say a sinner's prayer. I didn't have to raise my hand. Didn't have to walk an aisle. It was a thought. I didn't have to verbalize it. It just came to me. I believe that Jesus is who the Bible says he is. And I believe that he did all that he claimed to have done and has done in making sure that I would have a place with him in eternity. So you're going to meet a lot of different people. Jesus told this parable in Matthew chapter 13 because he knew that the different people in Israel are represented by the different seeds and different soils, pardon me, the same seed, different soils that are repeated here in this passage. Let's look at it. Matthew chapter 13. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and he sat in it while all the people stood on the shore. So I want you to envision that I'm out in a boat and you're out on the shore and I'm telling you a story. Now, sorry if it sounds like I'm Jesus. That's about as far as we can go with that, okay? How many of you know what a parable is? What's a parable anyway? A pair of what? A pair of bulls? No. Parable. What's a parable?
A story
teaching a lesson. A real life story teaching a lesson, okay? So we're living in Jesus' time. We're listening to what Jesus is saying, and he talks about taking seed and sowing it in different places in the country. And so you know that Israel is a rocky, very difficult soil to be working in. Right here in southern Manitoba, we got some of the richest soil there is in the country. So he told them many things in parables. He says, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering his seed, some fell along the path. And so we're walking along this path, and some seed falls there. And the birds came, and they ate it up. And some fell in rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched. How many of you have ever had any plants get scorched from the sun? Yeah, so you understand that. And they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns. Anybody ever get picked with some thorns or some natural thorns even in this area? Yeah, tough stuff. Even rose bush is pretty tough, right? It says, fell among thorns which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop 160 and 30 times what was sown. He who has ears. How many of you have ears? Ah, I see there are a lot of people who have ears here. It says here, let him hear. So this is a parable. And now if you were going to school and you were going to tell your friends, hey, what did you do this weekend? Well, we went to this place called Winky Dink, Manitoba. And what were you doing? We played with feathers. Really? That's weird. Tell me more. What else did you do? No, seriously, what did you do? Well, we ate a lot of food and met a lot of friends and we giggled a lot and stayed up all night. Yikes. Sounds wild. Can I come? No, what else did you do? Do I really have to tell you? No, you didn't go to church somewhere or something. Yeah, maybe. You went to church? Maybe. What'd you do there? What? Memorized verses. Memorized verses? Yeah. That's pretty much the way a lot of people react. They sort of say, well, what are you doing that for? That's got to be boring. It's not boring when you actually understand what's being said. So finally, you read this parable yourself, and you're going to read it here. You're going to be studying, memorizing it, and you're going to come to this. These questions are going to come into your mind. What is this all about? Why is Jesus telling this parable? Just look down a little further along. Verse 18. By the way, the Lord Jesus tells his disciples something. He says, I speak to the people in parables because I want you to understand what's being said. Some people won't understand because they're not listening with the right kind of ears. Now, where do you buy the right kind of ears? You can't get them at Walmart. Yeah. You got to be careful what kind of ears you got on. So if you told somebody a parable, and we actually do this from time to time, let me tell you a story, and it goes a little bit like that. And we start to use real life illustrations to help catch people's attention. That's what Jesus was doing here. He knew his audience, and he knew the message that he needed to communicate with them. Do you know your audience, and do you know your message? Frankly, as we went around here tonight and we asked you some questions about the gospel, I would say that maybe some of you aren't as clear on the gospel as you might think. Maybe some of you need to be persuaded a little more in terms of the simplicity of the gospel, because the gospel needs to be so simple that each and every one of us could share it freely. Now, these people who hear the parable are starting to wonder, why did Jesus tell us this parable? What's significant about this parable? What about the path, the rocky ground, the thorns, and so on? What's that all about? Verse 18, listen to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. You know something? You're going to speak to people who are going to say, you did what? They're not going to do like I did with Shay and say, hey, tell me some more. I'd like to go out and have coffee with you and ask you a few more questions. I actually got some questions about what happens after you die. I just went to a funeral this week and so on. And you know something? A lot of us here in a room this size, all of us have probably experienced some measure of death with, in terms of seeing people die, close family, grandparents, parents, maybe even some brothers and sisters. That being the case, we all have those questions. And you know something? The whole world's like that. Think Jesus has an answer for them? Well, if they blow off this parable and just sort of say, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't really care. I ain't interested in religion. Hey, hold it. It's not about religion. Hey, I care about you. Why don't we take a minute? Listen, I see you're hurting. I see there's some things going on in your life. Maybe there's some things that don't make sense right now. But why don't we talk? Maybe you'll get another opportunity. Let's keep reading. The second one is the one who received the seed that fell on the rocky places is the man who hears the word at once and receives it with joy. Hey, I like that. That's great news. Fantastic. Let's keep reading. But since he has no root, he only lasts a short time. And when trouble and persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. I wonder if I wasn't like that in those first parts of my spiritual journey. I'd come to know Christ, but there were times I was being persecuted for what I believed. And then there was a time where I really didn't even want to go to church anymore. I had a hard time with this whole association with church, Christians. In fact, I got over that at some point, but I remember some friends that I'd shared the gospel with, and it was good to see them come to church one week, and the next week they were gone. I'd never seen them for months. I meet them at school and say, hey, what's up? Don't you believe that? Well, I did believe that, but I'm just not interested anymore. Well, what's going on? You realize I get razzed? I don't go to church because I don't want that razzing. Well, I still go to church. Yeah, but you're different. There's all kinds of stuff like that goes on. Then there's the next one, verse 22. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. Undoubtedly, in your background, you'll probably see people who are not bearing fruit. You know, we've got some Christians who have been Christians for 50 years, but they're still one-year-olds in the faith. They don't bear fruit. They live their lives somewhat in their own stride. They sort of do their own thing. And, you know, what makes them feel good is what's important. And when they're pretty much the last person to come in and the first person to leave. I don't know where your life's at. But you'd think there might have been people in Jesus' audience, him knowing the audience, who actually understood exactly what he was saying. Then he says, but the one who received the seed that fell on, by the way, has it dawned on you yet that the only one that hasn't believed so far is the one where the seed fell on the path and the evil one snatched it away. The other two are actually believers, but they're not very mature. They haven't actually grown. They haven't actually gotten into the Word and been able to take it and to hide it in their heart and to be able to live by it. I've seen you guys singing tonight and clapping and having a good time, and I can see that for some of you, the words that were being sung are real. You're maturing. You're enjoying walking with your Savior. That's great. But some of us here might sort of be saying, you know, I could go with the crowd here tonight. I've seen this song before. I'll put on a good show, but if they only knew what I got to face back at home, what I got to face with some of my peers, some of the struggles that I have in my life, I'm having a hard time overcoming. I don't know if I can talk to anybody, because if they actually heard some of the things that I'm going through, they might give up on me. The Lord Jesus doesn't give up on anybody. He's tender with everybody, and He loves everybody, and He wants us all to mature and all of us to bear fruit. The one who received the seed, verse 23, that fell on good soil is a man who hears the word and understands it. And so the whole point of the Gospel of Matthew, and from what Jesus was trying to help us understand, is that He wants you to appreciate all that you're learning from the Gospel of Matthew. So that you, knowing your audience, could share the gospel as a Canadian to Canadians about Jesus, who is Canadian. Couldn't take that quite far enough, right? But if Jesus is living you and you're Canadian, I guess we can say Jesus is Canadian in that sense. Shay, come on back up here. Shay and I are meeting at Tim's. We're having coffee. Yeah, grab the mic. You're going to need it. Hey, Shay. Green and white aren't doing any better this week.
It's been rough.
It's been rough, hasn't it?
But we both haven't done well, right? So it's okay.
No confessions on my part. We're in first place.
What
We're going
year?
To the Grey Cup. Next weekend.
All right.
Anyway, Shay, appreciate
it. More about what I said?
Yeah, actually I have. I got a few questions. I just having a hard time believing you actually went all the way to Manitoba with a bunch of kids from your youth group and you're memorizing scripture. I don't really got a lot of people to talk to, but I've got a couple of questions about God. See, my dad just passed away, and we never talked about God in our home. And I really don't know where to start. Where do I go in the Bible to learn about God? Like, I know the Bible, I can't imagine anybody even reading through the Bible in a lifetime, let alone memorizing it. So where would I start? Don't laugh at me. I'm sorry. I don't even have a Bible.
I can get you one.
You know, giving me a Bible, I don't think is going to be enough, because I don't even know where to start to read.
I can show you.
Would you actually spend time with me and helping me to... This could be a long time. I got a lot of tough questions.
I have been learning since I was a little child. It takes a long time, and I don't even know it all yet.
So,
but you could learn.
I could. Would you be patient with me?
I'll try to be.
Even if I razz you about the green and white?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Don't bring that up.
Okay. I'll try not to.
But I don't have all the answers. But those verses that I'm memorizing, I'm telling you that when I have questions that I don't understand, that when I'm reading these verses, and sometimes before I wouldn't even know what it meant. And then all of a sudden it was, you might laugh, but it was like God taught me what He was saying, and now I understood. And it was like somebody just turned on a light bulb on that situation that I was going through. And I know He'd do the same for you.
You're not talking about weird stuff.
No, I'm not.
I'm not interested in any of that weird stuff where people start talking about all kinds of kooky stuff.
No, but it's real.
But can you actually understand the Bible? I mean, that was written a long time ago.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
But you
can. You mean it's actually relevant for today?
So, like, okay, just the other day, you know, I ran into this person at school, and you might have heard about this guy, Levi.
Levi, oh yeah. He's Jewish, isn't he?
He's kind of my brother, too. And, but, you know.
You're not Jewish.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
But how do you know he was a Jew?
Well, I heard the name Levi as a Jew.
Oh, okay.
So. So you know about Jews.
I do.
Okay.
But, you know, he'd just pick on me, and it would kind of drive me nuts. And I was reading in God's Word in the Bible, and it said that we're supposed to love those who don't treat us right. And I was thinking to myself that, you know, even Levi, my brother, even though he wasn't treating me right, which he does, though, but but I learned that I needed to love him. Yeah. And that changed everything, at least from my perspective on how I could handle things. And there's lots of things like that to learn.
A lot of things that I'm hurting on is the fact that my dad and I didn't have the relationship that I would have liked to have had. And I really don't know where he is.
The Bible talks about that too.
Can I do anything to help him now?
I'm sorry, no. Because the Bible talks about life and about death, and that the decisions that we make in life determine our destination, where we will end up. And what we see here is just a part of what is going to last for eternity. And you might not want to hear this, but the Bible says that if we don't believe what Jesus did, and we'll talk about that, but that there is literally, there's a place called heaven where God will be, where people who believe in him can be, but then there's a place called hell, and it's a place of pain, of judgment for those who do not believe in Jesus. And you might hate me for saying this, but it's true. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, which is this eternal life which we talk about, it's so much more than what we can see here.
Are you saying that I'm a sinner?
Yes. And I am.
I'm not sure that I understand that completely, because I try to do good things. I try to help people. But, you know, that's a lot more than I was expecting. I'd like to meet with you again, but you've given me a lot more to think about. Hope you'll be patient with me. If you could get me a Bible, I'd appreciate that. And I promise to read it with you.
Mm.
I'll have a lot of questions, so we're probably not going to go very fast.
I'll ask you questions, too.
Well, don't expect too many answers, because I don't know the Bible at all. And this matter of prayer, I sometimes try to talk to God, but I don't know if he's hearing me. And I'm still trying to work that out. But anyway, I'd like to talk to you some more, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, and I want you to know that I've been praying for you.
You've actually been praying for me.
I have. And I know that God hears. I've seen God do things in my life that can't be explained, and I just want you to know that since we've had that conversation, we were talking about things a little bit, that I have been praying for you, that maybe God would allow us an opportunity to talk further.
Okay. Well, that's great. So maybe some of you are going to have similar conversations with people. It'd be really important for you to know to your audience, to know your message, so that other people can hear the good news. Do you think you've got good news to share? Coaches, I applaud you. The work that you're doing, please be patient. Please be prayerful. Things are not always what they appear. Please walk by faith. Depend upon the Lord for wisdom and strength. And remember, these kids are just learning. And they probably got as many questions as this other guy was talking to Shay. They may have understood the gospel, maybe. But maybe some here tonight have not understood the gospel. Maybe they've been memorizing these verses and haven't understood it. Let me tell you what the gospel is in about 30 seconds. Jesus died for sinful men, and all who place their trust in him, he's granted life that's eternal. Your sins are forgiven. You have peace with God. That can never be lost. Let's close in prayer. Father, we come to you tonight. We thank you for the freedom that is ours to be able to memorize your word. Different verses that have come to mind throughout the day as we were quizzing and jumping, competing. Thank you for those who really worked hard and sought to handle material, but maybe someone was a little faster, and that's all part of it. But we thank you that we've come to understand truth, your truth, and that your Spirit has been using that truth to shape our lives, our hearts, our relationships, a relationship with you and our relationship with our family, our friends, co-workers, and even people we unfortunately have not liked a lot, even hated. You're helping us to come to that place where we can love them and forgive them. And so, Lord, as we go back to our respective homes and meet our families and they ask us how the weekend went, may we appreciate that they too may not be able to hear the whole message and may only be able to handle a piece of it. Help us to do so lovingly. Help us to do so prayerfully. Help us to share the good news that we've come to understand. Help us to live that message daily. Thank you for those who have worked behind the scenes. Thank you for the coaches here. Thank you for each young person, the families that they represent. And may you, Lord, undertake for them and their prayers the burdens that they carry. In Jesus' name, amen. I got a little video clip I want to show you. It's about a youth group down in Uruguay. And I want to tell you that Mike and Carolyn Reimer, who serve with Avant Ministry, have a heart for youth. And they went down there about a year and a half ago, I believe. And they're just doing something with their youth group. So here it is. This is all the way down from Montevideo, Uruguay.
We've got the Play-Doh station. And then we've got the Bop-It station. And then we've got the music station. And then we have the ping pong tournament station. And then we have the dominoes something station. And we've got the crokinole station 3. And then we have the Dutch Blitz table. And everybody's happy. And we have the juice bar. You're supposed to put your name on the cup so that you don't dirty more. And so this is the crowd here tonight. And then there's the bouncer. Devin's the enforcer.
Mike and Carolyn Reimer, missionaries with Avant Ministry, came out of Winnipeg. Carolyn and I were at Briarcrest Bible College way back when the hills were dusty. And they decided to take their family to the mission field. And they've been serving the Lord. And here they are reaching a bunch of kids who have not heard the gospel. Isn't that cool? Why don't you pray that the Lord would use you in many different places that you represent to reach kids in your schools and have a good time. Lord bless.